What's going on, good people? It's your boy Dave Marrero checking in. Every Mondays and Fridays, releasing a new podcast. So make sure you plug that in your calendars and all that good stuff. So today, what can we talk about today? Today's off the cuff. So, yeah, today's Thursday. So I'll be posting this up tomorrow. Okay, so a conversation that I had today. I was talking with somebody who wants to be an artist, a music artist. And one of the things that I felt that I should share with you all is, as far as if you're trying to start a business, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. One of the things that you have to think about is how are you going to differentiation. That's pretty much a fancy way of saying, how are you going to be different from everybody else? And this is one of the things that I feel that it's important, or one of the most important things when putting your business together. Because, you know, a lot of the times people may say, you know, I'm just throwing something out there. I want to open up a barbershop. There's a million barbershops, you know, around town. And not to say that you shouldn't open up a barbershop, but the question you should be asking yourself is, how am I going to be different? And how am I going to reach out to a certain group of people? That's called, you know, finding your niche, finding your target market. So those are the two things you kind of want to focus on, right? You can't focus on everybody, because if you focus on everyone, you're going to get none. So you want to focus on a small market. Even if you think that this market is so tiny that you're not going to get business, everybody thinks like that. I even think like that. You know, my niche right now is I'm a vegan, so I cater to the vegan market, and the vegan market is very, very small. But once you laser focus the people that you want to target, you're able to talk to them in a way that's relatable and in a way that you can connect to them. So, you know, that's one thing that you want to think about. And then two, as far as there's a book, it's called The Purple Cow by, I think the author name is Seth Godin. Very great book. It talks about, imagine that you're driving down the highway, and you know how you can see a whole bunch of cows on the right hand side. If you've never seen a cow before, in the beginning, you know, you're gonna be like, oh wow, that's cool, man, look at all these cows. And then after a while, you know, you drive a couple miles down the road, and you know, the cows become part of the scenery, and you forget about it. But if you're driving, and now, you know, in the herd of cows, you see a purple cow, that purple cow is definitely going to stand out and pop out. Well, that's what we talk about as far as, you know, when it comes to marketing, to being different, you know, especially in today's day and age. People's attention span is very, very low. So we have to kind of do what we can as business owners to be able to grab their attention and grab it quick. Once we have their attention, then from there, we can talk about, you know, whatever services or product that we are trying to, you know, trying to provide to them in a language that they understand. And that's where, you know, choosing your niche market comes into play. So those are how the two things kind of intertwine. So, I just wanted to share that with you guys today, because I feel that's definitely something that I feel that doesn't get really talked about when trying to start a business. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And remember, come check in every Mondays and Fridays with your boy. Right, Tasia?
Right.
All right. Y'all have a good one. All right. Peace.
Bye.